From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, January 13th. The Iranian-American community of Northern California is condemning Iran's government as violent protests continue across the country. Human rights groups say hundreds of demonstrators have been killed and many more arrested. The group says years of political repression fueled the unrest and is urging Western leaders to support protesters pushing for democratic change. Find the full story at mynspr.org. Domestic violence cases are on the rise in Butte County. The district attorney's office says felony referrals have jumped from just over 160 cases in 2015 to more than 600 last year. Prosecutors say many cases still go unreported, with victims often trapped in a cycle of abuse. Local support is available through Catalyst's 24-hour crisis hotline and other services. California is currently experiencing its largest outbreak of wild mushroom poisoning in decades. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has the details.
Since November, there have been 35 cases of toxic mushroom poisoning, including 3 deaths. While they have mainly been reported around the Monterey and Bay Area so far, officials are warning all state residents are at risk. That's because the death cap mushroom, which is likely responsible for the poisonings, can grow all the way from Southern California to the Oregon border. Experts say early seasonal rains helped create ideal conditions for toxic mushroom growth, and they recommend never eating wild mushrooms. If you think you may have ingested a poisonous mushroom, the state poison control system recommends calling 911 immediately. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he will not be running for governor this year, ending months of speculation around one of the state's top Democrats. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
In a statement, Bonta says his place is as attorney general, quote, shielding Californians from the most brazen attacks on our rights and our families. His decision not to run for governor, first reported by Politico, leaves a wide open field of candidates, including Democratic Congressmember Eric Swalwell and former Congressmember Katie Porter, and Republicans Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco, the sheriff of Riverside County. Bonta will run for a second term as California's attorney general this year. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
Under state law, California residents can demand that data brokers stop selling their personal information. But there hasn't been a way to submit these requests en masse, so consumers would have to complete each opt-out form individually. Now the state has launched a website that offers one-stop shopping for opting out. Colin Letcher with our California newsroom partner CalMatters has more on the new tool from the California Privacy Protection Agency.
That agency has launched something called the Delete, Request, and Opt-Out platform, or DROP. And what that does is basically you can log onto this one website, prove your identity, show that you live in California, and request that all of those companies at once honor that and delete your data and not track you in the future.
Letcher says the platform is especially useful because data brokers don't always make it easy to find these opt-out forms. Groups representing counties and cities across California say they're worried about a lack of funding for homeless and healthcare services in the state budget released last week. The financial plan budgets $500 million for housing and homelessness services, which had been at $1 billion in previous years. Graham Noss, California State Association of Counties CEO, worries the change in funding will thwart progress that's already been made.
This budget does not step up in the way that it certainly could related to homelessness to ensure that the progress that we made is not evaporated tomorrow. And that's critically important.
The association, which lobbies for county governments at the Capitol, also criticized the state for not putting more money toward health services, as many Californians are set to lose Medi-Cal coverage. The state budget is still being ironed out. Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers have until June to reach a final spending plan. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, January 13th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.